Hello guys, hope you're doing absolutely great. Yeah, I really enjoyed last week's newsletter, you know, about the ballistic missiles. I found it very interesting. If you've not listened, please go back and listen to it. It's a really interesting one. Today we will not be talking about wars or deadly weapons of mass destruction. Today we'll just be talking about a couple of people that have been very instrumental in tech, in the world of technology, the world of innovation. When you think about the tech industry today, it's hard to imagine a world without some of the software and the devices we have today, from smartphones to the internet itself. You know, these innovations came from brilliant minds who paved the way for the digital age. But behind all these incredible, you know, advances, you know, there are father figures, people who brought about, who laid the foundation for the technological advancement we have today, right? There are people who, if they didn't do what they did, you know, some time ago, will not have some of the things we have today. So let's start with the first person. So Tim Berners-Lee, the founder of the World Wide Web. Yes, that's the first person we're starting with. So you're listening to this podcast over the internet, and you probably read my newsletters as well over the internet. So you should probably take a moment to say thank you to Tim Berners-Lee, because back in 1989, Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web while working at CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. His goal was simple but ambitious: to make information sharing easier. Right before the web, the internet was just a collection of text-based protocols. Berners-Lee gave us a way to access documents, videos, pretty much everything we use on the internet today. And you know, I don't need to tell you how impactful that has been. It's the basis for most of what we do today. I probably wouldn't have a job today if it wasn't for the internet. So yeah, thank you, Tim Berners-Lee. So the next person is Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs pioneered a couple of things, but he's pretty much known for a lot, right? There are a lot of things we won't have today if it wasn't for Steve Jobs. So he is the co-founder of Apple that was founded in 1976 alongside Steve Wozniak. He is credited with creating sleek, user-friendly devices that have come to define modern technology. So the thing with Steve is he kind of sort of like created that era where you didn't have to be a software developer or some computer geek in order to be able to use a laptop. The mouse was revolutionary, right? Before you had to enter, you know, series of code just to use computers. But thanks to Steve Jobs, that changed. So from iPhones, the iPod, Jobs had an incredible impact on the world of technology today. The iPhone was first launched in 2007, if you remember, revolutionized the world of smartphones. But I always like to be clear, and you know, yes, Steve Jobs, you know, revolutionized the smartphone world with the iPhone, but I think it's also essential that we give credit to some people who sort of like started today what is in a smartphone, because the whole idea of a touch screen mobile phone that didn't really have that much keypads, that whole idea was started with a couple of guys some time back. The whole idea of a mobile phone that could also have a camera was something a couple of people have been working on for a long time. I think what Apple basically did was perfect all those things that they did and created created something very seamless, made the whole thing very seamless. Oh yeah, thank you, Steve Jobs. So Bill Gates is also a founding father. He's practically synonymous with the computer as well, sort of like Steve Jobs. They actually got into a fight, both of them, some time ago. it's a long story. So yeah, in 1975, the year before Apple, he co-founded Microsoft and played a key role in bringing computers into homes and offices around the world. While Apple Macintosh was beloved for its design, Microsoft's Windows operating system dominated the market, making PCs affordable, accessible for the masses. Beyond the PC revolution, Bill Gates' impact extends into the software business in general. You know, things like Microsoft Office, Excel, very important part of his creation. Today is equally well known for a lot of his philanthropic efforts. Yes, now we're going to the world of social media, and a founding father in that regard could be Mark Zuckerberg. Not necessarily, because before Facebook, there are other platforms, right? We had MySpace before Facebook. So Zuckerberg revolutionized things as well, perfected what people who came before him kind of created. So yeah, created Facebook from his dorm room in Harvard in 2004. What started as a simple network for college students to quickly to share memories, sort of like a digital end of the year book, something like that, became a global social media platform that today has over 2 billion users worldwide. Zuckerberg, thank you for that. And this list will not become complete without Elon Musk. Is a founding father of the modern era, right? The world of EVs, the world of space, the world of satellite internet. Elon Musk did a lot in this regard. Tesla today is synonymous with electric vehicles, thanks to Elon Musk. SpaceX is basically, I don't know if we can call it the space market, but SpaceX is doing crazy stuff when it comes to space today. They are doing things that have never been done before, so big up Elon Musk on that. The next founding fathers are Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Those are the brilliant minds behind Google. The story of Google is actually very interesting, especially when you bring in their old running with Yahoo. So Google was a young company. They wanted to sell to Yahoo. I think for a couple of million dollars, Yahoo said no, they were too overpriced. And then they got bigger. And then they went back to Yahoo to be bought for, I think, $3 or $4 billion. And Yahoo said no, and today Yahoo is a baby where Google is, and Google is way bigger than Yahoo today. So imagine what would have happened to Google if Yahoo bought it then. Maybe it wouldn't have become what it is today, but who knows. So the next founding father is Linus Torvalds. Yes, Linus Torvalds may not be well known like the other names on this list, but his contributions to technology are no less impactful. In 1991, Torvalds created Linux, an open source operating system that now powers everything from smartphones via Android and to supercomputers. Torvalds' impact in the culture of collaboration and innovation that open source software has inspired, his work laid the foundation for countless projects that developers across the globe build upon today. So the final person, the final founding father is going to be Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos transformed the world of e-commerce. He completely revolutionized what's possible with selling online, and he did that with Amazon in 1994. Today Amazon is one of the largest e-commerce platforms, and we have a couple of companies that are trying to recreate what it has created today. He created an entire industry, so big ups to Jeff Bezos. Next week we'll be trying something different, a little bit different. So I don't want to tell you what it is yet, but I just want you to look forward to it. So that'll be all for the podcast today. I hope to see you in the next one.